Hello and happy top of the week, farewell listeners. For today's Coach Up, I thought I would dig into my own personal archives to give you a clip that I've been thinking about a lot recently as I'm nearing closer and closer to a half marathon on March 17th. And the reason I've been thinking about this clip, this quote, so much is that it radically changed how I thought about running and the discomfort of running and what running should feel like. And as I often find is the case with running, once I started using it in my running practice, I also started seeing how it applied to life and the discomfort of life and what life should feel like. And that's why I love running so much and why I think this will be applicable to you even if you are not a runner and you're sick of hearing me and Steve talk about running, is that there are so many life lessons I seem to pick up when I'm out there running in circles, which can seem meaningless, but really I find gives me a lot of learnings and knowledge and wisdom. But today's wisdom comes from Molly Seidel. For those of you who don't know her, Molly Seidel won bronze at the last Olympic marathon in Tokyo. And in the summer of 2021, in the lead up to that marathon, I spoke with Molly. I interviewed her. At that time, I was training for my second marathon in Chicago that coming fall. Even though I had jogged recreationally for most of my life and had completed one marathon and had signed up for another marathon, I didn't really consider myself a runner. It just wasn't as big a part of my identity, and I didn't do it as often as I do now. And so whenever I looked at someone who was a quote-unquote real runner, someone like Molly, I assumed that for them, running was just effortless and easy, probably because they make it look effortless and easy because they're pros. But I figured if I ran enough, I'd get to a place where it was effortless and easy. Eventually, running would just become super comfortable and feel like nothing, feel like I was floating all the time. And that's when Molly said this about what it feels like for her during a marathon.
How I try to explain it to people is you need to feel like a pot of water on the stove that's just about to start boiling over. You're not boiling over yet, but you're like right on that level and you just hold it there right on that line. It's really mentally draining. And that's what I think is the part that regular runners don't quite understand that can be the biggest breakthrough for people is like being able to just make peace with being uncomfortable and hold that, because that I've found is like key for the marathon, is just to be able to like almost go to that zen place where you're like at peace with the knowledge that you're going to be really uncomfortable for a really long period of time and not have much else to focus on other than that. And it's just being able to be like, okay, I'm just going to like dig into the pain and just be okay with this.
Yeah, this is so interesting because you said something on Emily Abate's Hurdle podcast that struck me. You said a lot of people look at professional runners, and I definitely am one of these people, and they think, oh, they're in such good shape that this is no longer uncomfortable for them. And you were like, no, actually being a professional just means being able to sustain that discomfort for longer.
Yeah, that literally is the thing. It's like the old cliche of it doesn't get easier, you just get faster. It is so true. Like being able to see how my mentality has progressed from high school to college to pros, more than anything, it's just been mentally developing and growing and being able to handle discomfort for longer. Because at the end of the day, is really what it's about, is like you have these physical capabilities, but a lot of times the biggest thing holding an athlete back is their own brain saying like, oh, no, you're going to the danger zone. You need to pull back. And a lot of what training is, I've found, it's less about going and running a certain pace to be able to like train your body for that pace. It's teaching your brain to be okay with running these paces and like teaching your brain. It's almost like, I didn't die this time, so it's going to be okay next time. And it's like, okay, I know I can run 13 miles at this pace. And even though it hurts like hell, I know I can do it. So now my brain is like, okay, this is the new set point. So I found that's what it is. It's just learning to stay mentally strong when it just sucks.
What are some of the ways that you are able to sort of grow that mental strength? Or what are some of the things that allow you to hold that discomfort for longer now than say 4 years ago or 8 years ago?
I think one of the things is shifting the mentality of like, it doesn't have to be perfect every time, but you have to finish every time. People would be shocked to learn at the number of workouts where I want to drop out early or like don't want to finish the workout. There are so many times where like halfway through, you're just like, oh my God, I have another like 6 miles to go at this pace, and this is just going to hurt. Why the hell am I doing this? And it's just saying like, okay, it doesn't have to be great. It doesn't have to be 100%, but you do have to finish and you have to stay in it. And just learning to like kind of make peace with that of just like, okay, you don't quit. You stay in it no matter how hard it gets. And then I'll use music strategically as a way to like motivate myself and get myself going. We can't listen to music when we're racing. So I try not to rely on it too much, because a lot of the marathon is just like learning to be bored while you're hurting for a long period of time. A pro marathon is vastly boring for the majority of the race.
So this was a huge unlock for me, and I will get into why. But before I do, one important caveat, particularly if you are new to running or not a runner, is that Molly was talking about a very specific type of run and pace. That feeling of being a pot of water about to boil refers to runs when she's running basically at her threshold or race pace. And that is not a pace you touch very often in training. In fact, if you're training for a marathon, most of your runs, about 80%, are going to be at an easy conversational pace, which Molly talks about at another point in that conversation that's not included here. So I wouldn't want a new runner to hear this and think they need to be redlining all the time. But on those days when I am touching those faster paces, this was, as I said, a huge unlock for me, because for a long time, I thought of running as a way to escape discomfort. And Molly was telling me that it could actually be exposure therapy for discomfort, a way of training my brain, as she says, to be okay with being uncomfortable. So I use this all the time now on the track when I'm doing hard track workouts. I thought about it literally last night when I was running 800s, getting towards the end of the workout, and felt like a pot of water about to boil over, or maybe already boiling. But even more importantly, I use it all the time off the track. Anytime I'm doing something hard and I feel my brain trying to pull back, I'm like, okay, I'm training my brain to go into the danger zone. I use it when I have to have a hard conversation, or I'm getting to the end of a period of sustained deep work or sustained meditation, and I feel that nagging sense of my brain being like, all right, let's be done now. Let's be done now. It's almost like an impatience. And then I think about this quote, and I think about how in that moment, I'm just ever so slightly extending my upper threshold for discomfort so that I can do a little bit more next time. And I tell myself, this is what incremental growth actually feels like on a visceral level. And then there are two other ideas that Molly has in there that I found just as important, again, both for my running and for my life outside of running. One, that the workout doesn't have to be perfect, but you do have to finish the work every time. I can be plagued with a bit of perfectionism, and so when that happens, I think about this. You know, if I'm fiddling with a work assignment or one of these podcasts over and over again, at some point I just think, it doesn't have to be perfect, but you got to get it done. And then the other point Molly made that really resonated was just the idea of having to get good at being bored. That's true on runs, and it's also true of life. In fact, we have an entire podcast coming up with the author of a book called Bored and Brilliant. Her name is Manusha Zomorodi. So if you're not great at being bored, I'm not either. We have a lot we can both learn, so stay tuned. But that is it for today. I really found that bit when I heard it from Molly super impactful. And again, I think because I'm training for a half marathon that is coming up, it's just been top of mind. So I really felt compelled to share it with the Farewell community. We will be back on Thursday with another episode. Whatever you're training for, whatever you're working on, whatever you're struggling with, I hope everything is okay in your life, and appreciate you coming here to share this time with us. I will talk to you again soon. And as always, rate the show, subscribe to the show, and farewell.